Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
That's the sound of the earth growing, and the soundtrack to a film and sound project that puts food production, farming and climate change under the spotlight. Clodagh and James Foley's farm at Cooladoodie in West Waterford was one of the locations used in making the artwork. I spoke first to Clodagh and asked her to explain what the Quickening Project is and how they got involved.
It's a short film that the artist Deirdre O'Mahony has created, and I suppose it's her interpreting the state of food and the connection between people and where their food is coming from. She started off with a kind of an art study on potatoes, and she visited us a couple of years ago as part of another project she was involved in, and we all got on very well, and she invited us to one of her feast nights. So we went to a feast in Kilkenny in the Butler Art Gallery, where all the conversations were recorded, and that's kind of where the dialogue for the movie was actually developed from.
Food on our plates, purifies water, protects against flooding and drought, and stores vast amounts of carbon.
The ethos at the Foley Farm certainly chimes with the Quickening Project, as James explains.
We will be fully organic and certified there in the next couple of weeks. It takes 2 years. But I suppose we've been changing how we're farming with the last 5 or 6 years. And basically what we've been kind of doing is we're dairy farmers, I suppose. And we've been moving from a monoculture of grass to different species like herbs and clovers and along with grasses, just to give, I suppose, the cows a better diet, but also to a more balanced diet, I suppose. But also the synergy of the plants, different plants working together, is kind of better than the sum of its parts. They all kind of help each other. It's something that we kind of went into kind of slowly over time, but now we're kind of fully on board with it. We're happy with the way it's going, and we still manage to grow crops that we're happy with without fertilizers and all the other chemicals.
Was it a natural progression for you to move in that way, James? And is it a difficult process? Is it an easy enough process?
Yeah, it was a natural progression, I suppose. Family farm, we all discuss farming every day at the table between my parents and Clodagh and all the rest of the family. But as new ideas as we hear new things, we kind of just dip our toe into it. And this way of farming, we kind of, you know, we had heard about it through other farmers and the likes of YouTube and these kind of things. But you don't know if it's going to work. So we were taking our time going through it. As such, it's actually not being as difficult. It's more worrying about whether it's going to work or not was actually worse than the actual process itself.
Nice.
All we did was we planted new fields, as we would often reseed every 10 years. So as we were doing that, as we do naturally anyway, we just removed the fertilizers and things just, you know, didn't fall off a cliff. Everything stayed growing and we just kind of went from there, I suppose.
The Quickening is a nationwide project and the culmination of 3 years of research, and it encompasses a walls and halls tour of rural Ireland, and that's running until the 4th of May. And the film explores the actions that must be taken around farming and food production and consumption in the face of present ecological and climate crisis. And Clodagh and James Foley hosted a screening of the film on their farm recently, and it will also visit Carlow, Callan in County Kilkenny, Clonmel, Ockram in Wicklow and Folks Mills in County Wexford. And the project also includes sculptural paintings and workshops, and it'll be on display at the Douglas Hyde Gallery in TCD until June 23rd. And that's it from this week's Ours to Protect, and we leave you with a little of the Quickening.
But remember, nature. nature and naturally driven processes don't always work for the benefit of humanity.
Nature remains a law unto itself.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun na mBan with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.